It's the Daily ISO with Tom Vecchio.
What's going on, and welcome to the Daily ISO. I'm your host, Tom Vecchio. I'm one of the contributors over at numberfire.com. This is a daily fantasy basketball podcast coming to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, getting you set for the day's slate, going over any injuries, news, notes, anything that'll help you set your lineups. The podcast can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play. It's on Spotify. It's on TuneIn. It can be found everywhere. Make sure to subscribe on the given platform. And if you're listening to it on numberfire.com, you can actually download it right below. You can follow me on Twitter at @DFS_Tom. Before digging into those winners and losers, I want to let you know about the FanDuel Hot Streak Contest that's running now through March 11th. Each day, there's one featured streak-eligible contest they can play with tons of cash prizes up for grabs. If you have one of your lineups finish in the top 50% of users, then your streak will continue. Your longest streak until March 11th will be rewarded. And to top it off, whoever achieves the longest streak could win $25,000 in cash. So head over to FanDuel.com or download the FanDuel app and get started. We have six games on the slate, and as of right now, there are only two games that have over-under set since we are dealing with a good amount of injury options for a smaller slate. And they really span multiple positions. So let's just jump in, starting off at point guard, where there are, you know, a bevy of players you want to be considering tonight. Many of them are, you know, on the expensive end. We have Russ Westbrook, we have Ben Simmons, Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, Kyrie Irving, Chris Paul, Kyle Lowry, Mike Conley. The list seemingly goes on and on tonight. You know, the question is, who do you want to spend on? Are there spots where we can find value? And I don't think that's the case at point guard tonight. You know, we want to, you know, lock in a consistent amount of minutes. We want to lock in guys that have, you know, good usage rates, easy matchups, you know, all these sorts of things. And really, one of the low-end guys, or not the really the low-end, but this mid-tier of players you want to look at is Darren Collison. He's at the lower end of the options that are truly high price tonight, but Darren Collison sets up to be a very popular option tonight at only $7,400. Going up against the Bulls, who has been a team we want to attack really all season long. This game is one of the ones that has the over-under set. Coming in at 219 points, the Pacers are 8-point home favorites, which is very solid. The Bulls are 29th in defensive efficiency against point guards this year, so this is firmly a spot we can attack. Collison is playing, you know, starter-like minutes, as we would assume, 33, 28, 26, 29, 31 minutes in this last five-game stretch. He's put up 27 points or more in four of these five games. Sometimes we see his, you know, raw points lack a bit. In two of these last three games where he put up 8 and 7 points, but he bounced back in his most recent game against Orlando, putting up 23. He's $7,400 tonight. It's going to be a chalky spot, or he's going to be one of the chalkier players just because of, you know, the matchup, his price, the consistency, all these sorts of things. The one injury news, or the one note, you know, it should be accounted for is Mike Conley. He didn't play in their most recent game. He wasn't listed on the injury report for Tuesday. He should be good to go going up against Portland. Now, the question becomes is, do you want to spend up on Westbrook, Simmons, or Curry, the three most expensive options? Curry is going up against the Celtics, and I will say in the first time he played them this season, or the only time he played them this season, he struggled a bit. 38 minutes, only put up about 34 fantasy points. Not amazing when you're paying $9,400 for a point guard. Russ Westbrook is looking okay as of late, and he hasn't really been putting up some monster numbers, which you would be expecting because Paul George has missed a few games. Westbrook has only put up 44, 37, and 44 fantasy points in three of his past four games, which is okay, and we can't be paying, you know, $11,400 for a guy who's going to be putting up 45 fantasy points. That simply just doesn't cut it when it comes to, you know, a point per dollar and reaching value. So the guy you might want to be really looking at tonight is Ben Simmons. He's $9,900 tonight. We know that Joel Embiid is going to miss a sixth straight game, I believe, on Tuesday. And Simmons is just really reaping the rewards. He's playing a ton of minutes recently, 40, 41, 34, 36, 38 minutes since the All-Star break, putting up 48 or more points in three of his past four games, with each of his last two being above 50. So it looks like point guard is the spot you want to spend up tonight, considering we have, you know, Kyle Lowry and Chris Paul going head-to-head, and generally don't want to be attacking either of these teams. You know, The Raptors are only allowing 43 FanDuel points per game to point guards, which is in the, you know, about bottom 10, or best 10, I should say, in the league. And Houston isn't far behind them, only allowing 44.19 FanDuel points per game. So not necessarily a spot we want to attack. I know we do have an over-under sitting at 228 points in this game, with the Raptors only favored by 3.5, so it does set up to be a good fantasy environment, but we might want to look at some of the other options. Moving on to shooting guard, we have James Harden on this slate. He is $12,100. Coming off a performance that is, these last two games, really what we want to see him back at. You know, 61 and 92 fantasy points, scoring 42 and 58 real points in those two games is simply amazing. You know, he was kind of in this middling performance, you know, a little bit before the All-Star break. Now, right after the All-Star break, he seemingly broke that little funk he was in and is back to putting up massive numbers. I think you can firmly go to him every single night, and this should be no different. Injury news we have at shooting guard is actually two players. One, Jimmy Butler. He did not practice on Monday, but he is not on the injury report for Tuesday's game, so that's important. And the next one is Klay Thompson for the Warriors. He missed their most recent game and is likely going to be out for this one, dealing with the MRI, which did come back clean, but he is officially listed as questionable, probably leaning towards a bit more doubtful. So where do we want to be spending at shooting guard? You can spend all the way up for Harden, as I mentioned, is really looking strong in these past two games. He has played against Toronto one time this season, put up about 49 fantasy points in 40 minutes. We know they're a better defensive team. I think you want to look into this mid-tier, and it's Dennis Schroeder for the Oklahoma City Thunder. He seems to be the guy that is really the beneficiary with Paul George out, playing an increased amount of minutes and seeing an increased amount of production alongside it. 40, 31, 33, and 32 minutes in his last four, scoring double-digit real points in each of those last four games. More importantly, he's filling up the rest of the stat sheet, which comes out to 46, 28, 25, and 29 fantasy points. Obviously, the 46 fantasy points is amazing, and we're seeing him right under one fantasy point per minute in those other three games, which is fine. He's $5,600. He has a super favorable matchup going up against the Minnesota Timberwolves, which has been a team we kind of, you know, have been able to attack for large portions of the year. They're middle of the road in terms of defensive efficiency against shooting guards. They are 14th. So at $5,600, we're going to be getting about 25-point floor with an upside that could even be in the 40s, as he showed against Memphis the other night. So certainly be looking to him. If you are also looking in this mid-tier, if you're, you know, set on rostering Harden and you need some savings, Wes Matthews is a guy, you know, I'm always kind of lukewarm on. He's $5,100, and it's the same kind of deal from him, whether it was last season with the Mavericks, earlier this season with the Mavericks, and kind of now with the Pacers, where he plays the minutes, 31, 34, 37, 29, 34 minutes. Like, we know he's going to be out there. We know he plays the starter role and is really just so reliable when it comes to that. The production is always basically under one fantasy point per minute. 26, 20, 25, 23, 24 fantasy points in this recent stretch of games, which is okay. He's $5,100. If we know we're getting a, I don't want to say locked in, but as confidently as I can say, a 20-point floor on Wes Matthews with maybe a ceiling of 29 points, at $5,100, that's not really not that bad, right? On a six-game slate, we kind of have to, you know, find the value where we can. And if you want to spend up for Harden, you need to take, you know, the savings in every single spot you possibly can. If you want to go to Schroeder and Wes Matthews in the same lineup, two guys that are both under 6K, that's not a bad call. You can decide to spend up, you know, twice at point guard or at some other positions, which we'll get to. And then the last guy I want to look at shooting guard, someone who's really cheap, is Wayne Selden for the Chicago Bulls. He's $3,700 tonight going up against the Pacers, and we know this is a slightly tougher matchup overall, but they're actually struggling specifically at shooting guard. So the Pacers come in fourth in defensive efficiency overall as a team, but they're actually 17th against shooting guard. So we might want to look at this as a spot we can attack. He's $3,700. Again, if he happens to bust, like, his low score will be dropped due to the scoring rules. He's playing 23, 31, 19, 29, and 25 minutes in his recent stretch of games, which is kind of impressive for a guy who's $3,700. Now, his production does vary when it comes to, you know, reaching one fantasy point per minute, But he has 15, 22, 21, 22, and 19 fantasy points in this last five-game stretch. Obviously, the 15 fantasy points being the low, the 22 being the high, but he does have four of these five games at 19 or more. So $3,700, it allows us to roster Harden. Hopefully, you know, will allow us to spend up elsewhere, but it's pretty solid production for a guy who's playing, you know, 25, 29 minutes a game at $3,700. Moving on to small forward, where Paul George comes in as the most expensive option on the slate. He is 11.3 tonight, but is still listed as questionable. He has missed three straight. So if it's not him, we have Kevin Durant coming in at 9.7. And I'll say that Durant is another star player who is looking just okay as of late. You know, 43, 46, 36, 42 fantasy points in his last four games is just okay. He's $9,700 tonight. And we really need kind of a 50-point, you know, floor. Now, I'm not saying, you know, 46 points is a complete bust, but, you know, when Klay Thompson is out and when DeMarcus Cousins is sitting some of these games, we want to see Durant really take, you know, a leading role in the offense. I think that the matchup tonight for him is a bit of a tougher one. We all know that. Boston is a bit better defensively, but I will say Durant really, really excelled the first and only time the Warriors played the Celtics this season. He played 39 minutes in that game, posting 51 fantasy points. So hopefully, with Klay Thompson likely to be out as he's listed as questionable, Durant can really, you know, take charge of this offense and post some big numbers. Kawhi Leonard missed the most recent game for the Raptors. He's also $9,700, you know, due to the rest, you know, schedule that they have him on, but he should be good to go for this game. If you don't want to spend up at small forward and you want to use that salary elsewhere, we're going to need to find some savings and drop down into this mid-tier. You know, Bojan Bogdanović for the Indiana Pacers is coming off of two very, very impressive games, you know, 35 and 50 fantasy points, which is coming from 25 and 37 real points, but which now gives him 22 or more real points in four straight. So he has the pure scoring going. We know he's playing a ton of minutes with 29 minutes or more in this four-game stretch, and we know that this matchup tonight is also really solid going up against the Bulls team, which is a, you know, a spot we want to attack. And the Pacers are going to be that chalk team of the night. The Bulls are 16th in defensive efficiency against small forwards, so we want to be taking Bogdanović with the hot hand in terms of pure scoring, you know, to roster him against this weak defense. It's very clear here. Mo Harkless for the Portland Trailblazers is another player who isn't expensive, who's really producing some solid fantasy numbers given his salary. He's $5,600 tonight, posting 26, 30, 37, 28, 36, and 30 fantasy points this side of the All-Star break. I mean, these are not numbers we've generally seen from him. His minutes have increased. Yes, the Trailblazers have had Evan Turner out for a few games. He is set to return. Hopefully, we will see Harkless still have a solid role within the offense. And I love the fact that Harkless is getting it done, you know, reaching fantasy value, and it's not coming from pure scoring. You know, in their most recent game against Charlotte, he played only 22 minutes, which is, you know, a modest amount. He's only 5,600. He posted six real points in that game, but still managed to post 26 fantasy points, which is over one fantasy point per minute in those 22 minutes. From six real points, because he's filling up the rest of the stat sheet, and he did that, you know, same thing against Cleveland back on the 25th of February, 26 minutes, only nine real points, coming away with 28 fantasy points. So he's out there with rebounds, he's out there with steals and assists, really some nice fantasy value at $5,600. That's what we're looking at small forward. It's not a super deep position tonight. You know, you don't want to be chasing the Rodney Hood, you know, production from that game against the Hornets where he scored 27. If for some reason Leonard is ruled out in that game for the Raptors, you know, we're going to see some more minutes hopefully go to OG Anunoby for the Raptors. He's $3,900. He played 34 minutes in their most recent game when Kawhi did miss. So 34 minutes, he only put up 23 fantasy points, but he's under 4K tonight. So it's a nice bit of savings along with some solid production. On to power forward now, where we are in a good spot with this position. No player is truly, truly that expensive. And you want to take a look at someone like Tobias Harris for the Philadelphia 76ers. He is seeing nice production with the absence of Joel Embiid, posting 31, 47, 49, 33 and 39 fantasy points in this five-game stretch. Harris is doing the thing that he always does, which is just playing a ton of minutes in every single game. 43, 39, 38, 35, 35 minutes in this last five-game stretch. He has two double-doubles over the span, and he was one rebound shy of another double-double in his most recent game against Golden State. He plays the minutes. He's seeing their production. He's $8,000, and he's going up against one of his former teams, the Orlando Magic, tonight. So if you want to buy into that narrative street, take a stroll down there. We could see him with a bit of a elevated production tonight due to that factor. Pascal Siakam is another player to keep your eye on at $7,600. If Kawhi Leonard is out again, we know that Siakam throughout the course of this season has seen an increase in minutes, an increase in usage within the offense when Leonard does miss. So we just have to pay attention to that injury note. Speaking of injuries, Sabonis for the Indiana Pacers is still out. Thaddeus Young has really, really been producing some nice numbers lately and has a super soft matchup against the Chicago Bulls tonight, which is, the spot we want to attack. The Pacers are going to be that chalky team tonight. We have Thad Young coming in, posting 36 and 29 minutes in his two most recent games with a very impressive 36 and 37 fantasy points in that span. It's not only coming from pure points, which is great. He's filling up the rest of the stat sheet. And at $7,000, a guy who doesn't break the bank, has a soft matchup, and is seeing that awesome, awesome production that we want. If we're looking to take a bit of savings, we want to drop down into this, $4,000 or $5,000 range. And Taj Gibson for the Minnesota Timberwolves has, some really strong production in recent games. We do see it fluctuate at times, which really isn't great. 20 minutes in his last two games. Prior to that, it was 11 and 17 minutes, and then he was back up at 20 and 31 minutes. That's what we're seeing this side of the All-Star break. So it's some strong games in terms of minutes, then some lower games, back to strong games. Hopefully we don't see, lower games tonight in terms of the minutes, because the production follows his minutes pretty closely. He has 27, 31 fantasy points in these past two games. Then if we look back at those games against Milwaukee on the 23rd and the Knicks on the 22nd, where he played 24 and 31 minutes, he posted 27 and 40 fantasy points. So the production is truly, truly directly correlated to his minutes. Not saying he's not productive when he's seeing limited minutes. He posted 21 fantasy points in the 11 minutes against Atlanta, but, I don't want a guy, specifically for a cash game lineup. You can't have a guy who's playing only 11 minutes in your cash game. That's just not acceptable. The matchup for him tonight is something that you do want to be attacking, which is why I want to see his minutes back up there in the 20s, going up against the Thunder, who are 25th in defensive efficiency against power forwards, and at $4,800, truly makes a nice value play and should be able to exceed one fantasy point per minute, hopefully in an elevated minutes game. If we drop down a bit further, we're dealing with two options, which I guess are a coin flip, right? We have Jonah Bolden and Mike Scott for the Philadelphia 76ers. Bolden is 43, Scott is 45. Now, they're seeing some solid minutes due to the fact that Joel Embiid is out. And if we go through each player, we have Mike Scott playing 32, 20, 30, and 29 minutes in these four games. So three of the four games are 29 and above, which is great. We do see him lacking in production in some of these games. So 28, 20, 12, and 22 fantasy points is really just okay, right? We want to see that 22, we want to see the 28 because he's $4,500. Like, if we're going to be getting 28 fantasy points out of a guy who's $4,500, I would lock him in almost every single time. Now, Bolden, on the other hand, is $4,300, just $200 cheaper. He's actually playing fewer minutes, 21, 19, 18, and 11 minutes in this four-game stretch, but he's actually more productive in these minutes, posting 23, 20, 27 in 18 minutes, which is very impressive, and then 15 fantasy points in 11 minutes. So Bolden is over one fantasy point per minute in every single game, but is playing fewer minutes. Meanwhile, Mike Scott is playing more minutes, but his production is varying from game to game. Scott is 45, Bolden is 43, so they're right at the same price point, right? You can decide to, spend up for, even Lauri Markkanen, I didn't touch on, but it's a tougher matchup for him in terms of DVP, and he's $9,100 when, I think you should be prioritizing, that high dollar spend on a potential Harden tonight or Simmons, or, you know, even going up to Westbrook despite his, inconsistent production as well. So for me at power forward tonight, I really like Thad Young. I think this matchup against Chicago is one you want to be attacking. And then I like dropping down and, you know, if you're willing to roll out multiple lineups, if that's what you do, you know, go up to, you know, Thad Young on one and go to one with Scott and one the other one with Bolden. Like, that could be a very viable switch because they're only 200 apart. Moving on to center tonight, where the most expensive option is Karl-Anthony Towns. He comes in at 11.5, going up against the Thunder, which is should be an easier matchup for him. We see the Thunder coming in 22nd in defensive efficiency against centers this season. Towns is a double-double machine. He has posted a double-double in each of his last four games, with some of these games just being monster numbers. He has 52 fantasy points or more in each of his last four, with three of the four being at 64 fantasy points or higher. The usage is flowing to him. The minutes are there in every single game. The touches are there. It's really kind of tough to pass on a player like that. If you're rolling out one lineup, if you're rolling out 10, 50, 100 lineups, it doesn't matter. You want some Karl-Anthony Towns tonight. If you don't want to spend up the 11.5, it's not too much of savings, but dropping down to Nikola Vucevic at 10.5 is also a very, very solid option. The matchup for him tonight is super solid, going up against the Philadelphia 76ers, who are 14th in defense efficiency against centers, but they actually struggle a bit more when Embiid is off the court. We know Vucevic is also a double-double machine and has posted 50 or more fantasy points in five of his last six games. So it's, you know, we're getting, I would say, comparable production, with Karl-Anthony Towns, and he's $1,000 cheaper. If you're looking to save a little bit of money, we got to touch on Miles Turner, yet another Pacer, obviously in a super soft matchup against the Bulls, who are 26th in defensive efficiency against centers. He's $7,500 tonight. The match was certainly there for him. You know, we have, you know, a lot of guys in this mid-tier. DeMarcus Cousins, Jusuf Nurkić, Jonas Valanciunas, Clint Capella, Al Horford. All these guys are seeing solid-ish minutes. Obviously, we know that Cousins is on the minutes limit, or he's being monitored from game to game, missing a few games. Nurkić isn't in the best matchup going against Memphis. Same thing with Valanciunas. Same thing with Clint Capella going up against Toronto. None of these truly, truly stand out as, you know, the spot you want to or need to be attacking. So for me, it's about spending up for Vucevic in most lineups. If I'm truly looking to spend down at center, you know, Robin Lopez isn't a guy that a lot of people have been a fan of rostering over the years, but the minutes are there for him, you know, all season, especially lately, and the production is there for him, along with having a solid price, and the matchup tonight is good enough. He's going up against the Pacers. They are 12th in defensive efficiency against centers. He's 5,500, and he comes in posting 31, 36, 22, 34, 29, and 35 fantasy points this side of the All-Star break. So a 22-point floor and a 35.6 fantasy point ceiling. So at $5,500, if we know he's going to be out there playing, you know, near 30 or above 30 minutes in a lot of these games, it's really nice value. And if we take a guy like Robin Lopez, who will get these 30-plus fantasy points, and then we take maybe a guy like Mo Harkless, or we take a guy like Mike Scott, who are all really cheap and seeing some good minutes and good production as of late due to injuries. Hopefully the production continues due to, you know, solid matchups, all of these sorts of things. We will have the money to spend on getting a Durant and hopefully a Harden in the same lineup. We're going to Durant and Ben Simmons in the same lineup. So center is a spot I think you can go, you know, multiple different directions tonight. You can spend down and take Lopez. You can, you know, go into the mid-tier and take Miles Turner. You can spend all the way up to get Nikola Vucevic or Karl-Anthony Towns, who are both seemingly going to be posting 50 fantasy points every single game. All right, so that does it for today's podcast. Be sure to like, follow, subscribe on the given platform. Download it on the Number Fire page if you're listening there. And follow me on Twitter at DFS_Tom. Until next time, good luck in the contest.